issues. I just pray that the Lord has been present in your life to strengthen and encourage you, and just be thankful that you've made it to another Lord's Day. Life is so short, we have no promise of tomorrow, but we're here this morning because God is faithful, and God is faithful to do what he said he would do. So I bless you this morning. I encourage you in Jesus' name to just lift up holy hands without wrath or doubting and rejoice in the name of the Lord. That's what the prophet said. Sometimes our praise to get us through when nothing else will. Prophet said, although there's no oxen in the stall and no grain in the field, yet will I still praise God. I will praise the God of my salvation. So, Lord, I just want to take a moment this morning to tell you that I love you, that I worship you, that I'm thankful that you allowed me to serve you and worship you in spirit and in truth. And, Lord, I don't just serve you on the good days, but when I made this choice, when you came into my heart and life, and I made this choice, it was forever. So regardless of what comes or goes, God, by your grace and by your help, I'm going to be faithful unto the end. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just pray over all the people that are under the sound of my voice this morning. I pray for healing. I pray for strength. I pray for encouragement. I just lift people up this morning. I pray for those that are hurting in their body, that strength to come in their body. I thank you today. I give you praise and honor and glory. I pray for Ray Fulp today, who unexpectedly lost Nancy. Well, and Lord, strengthen them and bless the Marshals as they travel back from Florida to a funeral there, and others that need a touch of God this morning. Lord, I just lift up holy hands without wrath or doubting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's good to be back. Good to be back and be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's been a week of unusual happenings, and it's been a week of what some of the things that I've shared in the last several weeks about life and about how situations come. But let me first of all just thank you for listening to the broadcast, and tell you that I see some results of some of you kind of looking at Cathedral of Praise's page or my personal page on Facebook, and I'm thankful for you to do that. Once in a while, I'll post a little video that I hope gives encouragement and that kind of thing. But and I appreciate those who pray for us and who encourage us and who help make this possible, because it takes all of that to be able to do all that we want to do. And I just believe that God has put this program together as a voice to encourage and uplift and lead people to Jesus, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I tell you every week you can email me at raymwhittington@gmail.com. That's raymwhittington. @gmail.com, or you can write me the old-fashioned way at Ray Whittington, P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful that I know Jesus this morning. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. And last week we were going to play a song or listen to a song, and everything messes up once in a while, so we had a little glitch. But before I get into the word this morning, let's listen to the anchorman sing "When Jesus Passed By."
All right.
yes, he forgave me and saved me and gave me eternal life. When Jesus passed by, oh, I'll never forget the day or the hour when Jesus passed by. It changed my life. It made me a new creature in Christ Jesus, and old things passed away, and all things become new. Well, I've told you, this has been an unusual week. Tuesday night, I had the opportunity to, the young man I've shared with you before that we helped get started in the ministry, he had a week's revival at the Leading Way Baptist Church here in Greensboro, and he asked me to come over and preach Tuesday night, and I went over, and a lot of young people, and God just moved in a special way, As I said, I met him when in the natural, and God helped us meet in the spiritual, and I told him I didn't have a sermon or a message. I had a word from God, and I began to speak on restoration, where Joel said in chapter 2, I will restore the years that the locust and the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm have taken away. And my message was that God can't restore something that hadn't been lost. You can't restore something unless you've lost something. And so I just took some illustrations and shared about how almost 20 years ago God healed Glenda of an aneurysm, and other stories. I just walked them through how that there was still hope, and God began to move, and young people began to just they just followed me with their eyes as I preached, and then when we ministered to them, they would just put their arms around my neck, and I've heard from several of them through the media this week, you changed my life. It wasn't me. It was God. I'm standing there looking at this and saying, how can a 73-year-old man, you know, relate to a 17-year-old teenager in this world today? But it's the anointing. It's the anointing that destroys and breaks the yoke, and we need to realize that more and more and more. I just before it was over, we left, and then they stayed. Four people had been born into the kingdom of God. It was just an awesome thing. It was just an awesome experience, and it was good to see that God is still moving by His power and by His Spirit, and I give Him the praise and the honor and glory. But I told them when the basketball goals are gone, and when the food is gone, and when all the programs are gone, the thing that will keep these young people is they felt a touch of God. Jesus said, my words are spirit in their life, and some of them have been in deep addictions and all kind of thing. And I've shared this before, but I told him, I said, one thing my dad used to tell me, it helped at Teen Challenge as much as anything I've ever shared with them. He said a man would go to the altar night after night. He would pray, Jesus, take your heavenly broom and sweep the cobwebs off my soul. And a man knelt beside of him one night and said, sir, if you'll get God to kill the spider, there won't be any cobwebs. And so I told them to make sure the spiders are dead. We used to quote a little deal at school. The itsy-bitsy spider climbed up the water spout, and down came the rain and washed the spider out. And out came the sun and dried up all the rain, and the itsy-bitsy spider climbed up the spout again. So you got to kill the spiders. If you don't, see, the spider makes a mess, and what we do a lot of times is just get rid of the mess, but we don't get rid of the problem. We don't get delivered. And then I encourage them, don't let any other spiders in your life that can pull you down and destroy you, because Jesus came to set the captive free. Oh, it was a wonderful time. And just pray for all of them. I'd hate to be a teenager in today's world. And then several weeks ago, I was talking to you about contrasting the where the world is, but the fact that we as believers have hope. And I thought about, in the last two or three weeks, while I've been on other things, we had two earthquakes. The scripture I read from Luke chapter 22 talked about earthquakes in diverse places. And in the last several weeks, we've had two earthquakes in Japan. We had a massive destructive earthquake in Ecuador. Franklin Graham sent all kind of help down there, and they showed the pictures of devastation. And I think how blessed we are to have a house this morning to get up in that, you know, is dry and we're taken care of. And then yesterday, I believe it was, or the day before, they were talking about an earthquake 6 miles under the ocean, a little island off of Australia. See, the scriptures are being fulfilled, and the Bible said that men's hearts would fail them for fear of what was coming on the earth, and that men, that violence would fill the earth, and that there would be all kind of situations when false Christ would come, and men would be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. But I began to share with you, see, we as Christians have hope. We have a hope that we're not going to sunset, we're going to sunrise. We're going by God's grace. We're headed to the land where the roses never fade. And I didn't realize how close it would be until yesterday morning when one of the faithful people from my church, I've known her for 22 years, and I don't think in the time I've known her that she's ever been completely well. But we would just pray for her and pray for God to touch her. But yesterday morning, Glenda got a call from her husband and a man that I would trust with my life, and she said good morning. He said, Glenda, it's not a good morning. Nancy passed away during the night, and I thought about all of that. That's life. We're, you know, it's appointed that a man wants to die, and I've told you before, please listen to me, that the death rate, unless Jesus comes and takes us out of this world, is 100%. War doesn't increase it. Famine doesn't increase it. Cancer doesn't increase it. It's appointed unto man to die. But Jesus said, please listen to me this morning, because I live, ye shall live also. You shall live also. And I was thinking this morning, I say sometimes God's left me here to get all the children in, but I didn't know that she would be one of them. You just don't think about it. But I should have been aware that maybe something was happening, because for years I would say to her, Nancy, God's not through with you. But I've quit saying that, and I didn't even realize it. But she just was there to bring her one of her sons through a life changing experience when they didn't even think he was going to live. And I was thinking about her, and you know, she didn't run out of love, she didn't run out of forgiveness, she just ran out of strength. And that's the reason the writer says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Oh, thank God for the hope we have. I stayed there for several hours yesterday until they took her body out, you know, and it was such a sad occasion, but I'm standing there knowing that the scripture said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place, and if I go prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, there's a little mother with a broken heart in Florida this morning that probably won't even be able to attend her daughter's funeral. Nancy died on her father's birthday. He's been gone a number of years, but I'm telling you, I've said for years, I know what it is to be poor. I know what it is to not have, and I know what it is to owe and wonder how you gonna pay the next bill. And I've been blessed too. I'm not gonna. You know, I'm going to tell you, God's taken me places and blessed me with things that I never dreamed I would have. But and I know the difference in nice things and not having nice things. But I've never wanted to go to heaven for streets of gold and gates of pearl or even for a mansion. Oh, I'm thankful for all that he's got in store. He's revealed some of the stuff, but I don't think I've seen or ears heard all that God's got in store for us. I really don't, but what I like about that verse is when he said that where I am, there you will be also. So I give him the praise and the glory and honor this morning. I really do. I want to close with Revelation chapter 21 this morning. It's something we all know, and he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them. Hallelujah. And be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor sighing, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he said, he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these sayings and are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done, for I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Oh, yes, praise God forevermore. I love that. God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. Give us joy in where there was strife. In that land where there will be no sorrow, God will wipe away all tears. And I quoted the song the other Sunday, Tears are language God understands. He weeps alone with man and takes him by the hand, and tears are a language that God understands. Hallelujah. He sees your tears this morning, Mama. He sees you crying over those children that you took to church, and today they don't seem to be interested in church. He knows the pain that you feel. That's one of my favorite verses of scriptures in the Bible. There'll be no more pain. I go to visit my little mama in China Grove, and you know, the cartilage that's in her shoulders is just worn out, and she can't go through surgery. Her body's weak and frail, and every time I go and sit in a chair and try to talk to her and listen to her, she tells me how much pain that she's in her body, that she can't sleep for pain. And then I remember that the God of glory, the God of heaven, the God who loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, said that there will be no more pain. Oh, I'm not copping out. I'm not copping out, but I'm like the Revelator this morning. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. This world's in such a mess. This world's in such a mess. People love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Even the church world is calling good evil and evil good. And it seems like that we've just gone mad almost in this world. But this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and this one thing I know, I fixed it up with God a long time ago. I know he'll take me through. I'm traveling to the shore because I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, but listen what the writer said. He said, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, yes, we believe that, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Now, I don't know how all this is going to happen, but I know he said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the dead in Christ, and the trump of God shall sound. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort, comfort, comfort one another with these words. And I bless you today. I'm telling you, there's a bright side somewhere. Help's on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today, so hold on a little longer. I believe I'm speaking to somebody this morning that needed to hear what I'm sharing. Hold on a little longer. Help's on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today, so hold on a little longer. Hold on a little longer. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Here, life is filled with swift transition. Naught on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. I've seen how fragile life is this week, and I'm thankful for being able to minister to those young people, and I'm thankful for that. I know that Nancy is in a better world. Now, let me bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, and may God be gracious to you and me too. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And may the God of glory in heaven give you peace this morning that passes all understanding. This is Ray Whittington saying, there's an order that reaches as far as this program reaches, and God is faithful, so call upon him. Love you today. I love you. Jesus loves you. And until next time, this is Ray Whittington. Say, go with God, and he'll certainly never leave you nor forsake you. In Jesus' name, God bless you is my prayer.